My name is Tom Painter. I am a scientist at the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory at the California Institute of Technology. My goal is to help the Western U.S. community understand its primary resource. It's tough for a lot of people to understand the importance of snow, largely because most people live in places where it doesn't snow that much. 75 to 80% of the annual fresh water that comes in precipitation comes in the form of snow. It dominates the water supply. It's what replenishes groundwater. It's what allows us to have this civilization out here.
Out here is the snow-capped mountains of Utah and Colorado, where Tom and others are studying snowpack. Snow stored in the Rockies is a major water source, making its way to some 40 million people across 7 western states, irrigating everything from lettuce to avocado farms in California, generating power through hydroelectric dams on the Colorado River, and flowing to household taps in places like Denver or Albuquerque.
We have a project to bring NASA snow remote sensing products into the operations of the Colorado Basin River Forecast Center, which is the main forecasting entity for the National Weather Service.
My name is Michelle Stokes. I work for the Colorado Basin River Forecast Center. We provide streamflow forecasts for the entire Colorado Basin and the Eastern Great Basin. We gather data, tons of data, temperature data, precipitation data, snow information, and we feed our hydrologic model to then provide the streamflow forecasts. And that's why we start to work with people like Tom Painter, because they can give us better data, which will in turn provide better hydrologic forecasts.
So here's the thing. Water managers across these 7 states need to know the amount of water they can expect from the snowmelt, and sometimes even more importantly, they need to know when to expect it. They can then make informed decisions around water availability for people and wildlife, which is what these stream flow or hydrologic forecasts are about.
Until very recently, we've had very poor information and very sparse information about how much water there is in the mountain snowpack and how that's distributed across the mountains. But with remote sensing, we can simply make the measurements across the entire landscape with either satellite or airborne platforms. And then we transform that raw information through mathematical algorithms into knowledge of how the snowpack is distributed across the landscape. Our remote sensing products are delivered in near real time. Our data products are sent automatically to the Colorado Basin River Forecast Center.
And those are very important for all the people that manage water, all the reservoir managers throughout the basin, especially in this basin, it's Bureau of Reclamation.
My name is Heather Patineau. I work for the Bureau of Reclamation. I am a hydraulic engineer. We operate 337 reservoirs with a total storage capacity of 245 million acre feet. When we're talking about reclamation especially, what we're talking about is Western snowpack. And snowpack drives our reservoir operations. Tom Painter and the JPL scientists are looking at the specific issues of how dust on snow is impacting the timing and magnitude of that snow runoff as it melts in the springtime.
Yes, she said dust on snow. Let me back up. The Bureau of Reclamation manages dams here. They decide how much water is stored behind the dams, in reservoirs, and when and how much water is released and flows downstream. It's all a carefully balanced system informed by science to make sure there's enough water for agriculture, drinking water, healthy fish species, and more all year round. So what's the deal with dust? Simple. Dust makes snow melt faster than it should, which can throw a wrench in that balanced system.
Dust radiative forcing. That's a fancy term for how much sunlight is additionally absorbed because of the presence of dust. And it turns out that that can have as big an impact as if you were to take that clean snow and move it closer to the sun than Venus. The story goes back to the time of Benjamin Franklin, and he didn't do it in terms of dust. He did it in terms of pieces of fabric. He put patches of cloth out onto snow, and these patches had different colors. And what he discovered was that the white one didn't melt down into the snow, and the black one melted the fastest down into the snow. So he understood and really gave us our first insight into this absorption of sunlight into snow and melting snow. By about 2005, 2006, the hydrology community, as well as the water users themselves, really came to understand that the variation in how much dust was blowing on the snowpack from year to year was having an impact on their resource. It was also something that they could do something about, and by extension, reduce stress on the water system and the management of that water.
Reclamation is taking that information in order to look at potentially higher flows and a different timing of flow. So what that means is we need to make sure that our reservoirs have enough space. And if not, then we need to look at dam safety, we need to increase releases, and we need to notify the public so that downstream users can be aware of what's happening.
The work of Tom and his colleagues, using satellites to help water managers, has made a big difference. With NASA's help, the Colorado Basin River Forecast Center began to incorporate two sets of remotely sensed data into its forecasting model. The first set gave them a more accurate reading of where the snow was located, while the second provided them with a clearer picture of the snowpack's surface conditions, specifically, the amount of dust contained in the snowpack. The result? The center said forecasting errors have been reduced by as much as 70% in some areas.
So NASA funding is working into the everyday lives of those who make immediate use of that water, and even to the broader communities who are unaware of even where their water comes from. So the partnership back and forth is just what the public should hope that they would get for their tax dollars. It was crushing to me that we have gone as long as we have with such poor understanding of that resource. But in the last decade, we've made a transformation.